You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hi, this is Lee Baucom. Welcome to the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save your marriage no matter what's going on. Today, I want to tell you a little bit of a story from yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, and I had prepared to get up and go to the gym and lift some weights. And when I woke up, I wasn't feeling at my best. Now, it wasn't that I was feeling bad. It was just that I was still kind of sleepy. And I was really thinking about the day. We had a lot planned yesterday. We'd planned and already scheduled that right after church, we would be doing a feeding for the homeless. And so I was needing to prepare for that. But I also recognized that I had decided that in my routine, that day, yesterday, was going to be a day at the gym, just a short time at the gym. And so I had my clothes out on the floor beside my bed, ready to just put on my exercise clothes and go. And I sat there up on the side of the bed, and I remember having a debate with myself. Do I go? Do I not go? I'm guessing that we humans are the only creatures that do that. I don't think my dog goes, do I go for grabbing that ball or not? I just don't think they think about that. And I don't think any other creatures have that. But we humans have the capacity of continuing to argue with ourselves and going over and over whether we should do something or not. And there I was, having my own little self-discussion about what I should be doing. Should I be going to the gym? Should I just lay back down and get a little more sleep? Should I do something else? And I realized that I had planned to go to the gym. So I pulled on my shorts, pulled on my shirt, pulled on my socks, and headed to go to the gym. Now, that was my option at that point, and I remember my feeling after taking that option. I went to the gym, did my routine, and was driving home going, wow, I feel really good. I feel good about what I did. And not only do I feel good about what I did, but I feel good because of what I did. And I realized that there's this place where I'd never have regretted having done that type of thing. I've never regretted going to exercise and coming back. Now, I've regretted plenty of times when I haven't gone to exercise. And I've regretted every now and then making a mistake while, you know, running or something like that, stubbing a toe or hurting myself, but not the act. And I realize that it's very interesting how there are some things that we just don't ever regret doing. I never regret exercising. I never regret eating well. Now, I do regret sometimes eating not so well. I never have regretted being kind to somebody. I've never regretted giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, and I've never regretted extending courtesy. And it occurs to me that there are lots of these things that we just don't regret when we do them. We've been going through a period of time in our church where lots of families in our church have lost family members to death, and so we've been going to a lot of funerals, and my wife and I were talking about one. It just wasn't convenient to go to. And I said, you know, should we go to the funeral? And she said, you know, I read a thing one time that said that if you're thinking to yourself, should you go, that you should go. And we started talking about a couple of times when we just didn't make time to do those things and we regretted it. We also talked about the times that we had decided to go ahead and do it anyway, even though it wasn't convenient. We decided to go ahead and make time for that, and we didn't regret it. So it's interesting that there is a way of thinking about these things and how much this can apply to not just, you know, going to funerals or exercising or eating well, but how it applies to all of our life. Well, for me, it applies to lots of places in my life where we make decisions choosing whether you'll regret something or not. Think about how many times it happens in day-to-day life. You could do this, you could do that. You do this, no regrets. You do the other, wow, you have some regrets, usually about what you didn't do. And I think about how we apply that to so many places, including relationships, including troubled marriages, for instance. A few weeks ago, I talked about double binds. If you remember, double bind is a technical term, and a double bind is basically the same as a catch-22 or darned if you do, darned if you don't kind of place where whatever you do, either way you go, you're going to be stuck. And this is something that's a communication pattern. Some people put us constantly in double binds. There's a classic story of the mother who brings home her daughter a blue dress and a green dress. and the daughter wears the green dress. And the mother says, "What, you don't like the blue dress?" And we kind of do that to each other all the time. That's the double bind, where we give two options, and whatever they choose, we're going to make that other person the loser. And you may find yourself sometimes in the midst of a conflict, feeling like no matter what you do, you're going to be the loser, that somehow this is going to come back on you. And the question is, what do you do? Well, during that podcast, I suggested that you follow your gut on what lives with your morals. There's another way of saying that. What you won't regret doing at the end of it, even if it backfires on you, that there are some things that you may do that you'll be glad you did in the end, even if it didn't get you where you wanted to. And that is so true with those double binds, that when we choose the thing that we won't regret later, especially if we're going to lose either way, then we've taken the winning strategy for ourselves. Not necessarily what's going to happen in the relationship, but can we choose based on what we know we won't regret down the road? We humans have the capacity of thinking forward. Now, if you look around the world, you'll notice that right now we're full of events happening where people didn't think, what would this be like on the other side? We're watching all the turmoil that's happening in Europe and in Great Britain with the exit from the EU. And that's one of those places where suddenly everybody's going, wait, I didn't think about this. They've cast a vote that they now regret. And however that plays out, it's interesting to me that they were willing to make a choice that they didn't think about. How will it feel afterwards? Will I regret this down the road? And now they're stuck with some circumstances that are particularly painful. Well, that's not just about votes. It's not just about politics. It's not just about funerals. It's not just about exercise. It's everywhere around us. And so my question is, in the midst of your struggles and your trials and your striving to get a marriage on track, do you use that as your yard post? The reason I ask is because I watch lots of people interact. And when I'm watching them, I'm watching as they're using dirty tactics and arguing, or they're being manipulative, or they're being caustic or cynical or sarcastic. And I can't help but wonder, are they going to regret that afterwards? Or are they acting in ways that they will not regret? This is basically rising to our higher place, moving to a higher place within us to make a choice. Do I act this way or this way? This is something I won't ever regret, but this one is tied to feelings of regret because maybe I could have been better off. And so I just suggest that one of those measurements is to ask the question, which way of acting will I not regret? And then we follow through on that. In a troubled relationship, lots of times people ask, should I even try to save this marriage? Well, I've watched this long enough to tell you that I've never had somebody say to me, I regret having tried, with one exception. And that one exception is when they find themselves having been abused. And when they realize they've been abused and they're still trying to save their marriage, sometimes they have regrets because they put themselves back at risk. But if we take away that small category, what I've noticed is over the years, I've never had somebody say, you know what, I wish I hadn't tried. Sometimes they didn't succeed. But even if they didn't succeed, they know that they gave it their best shot. They can look in the mirror afterwards and say, you know what? I did everything I could to save this. And that's a wonderful place to be. I've talked to lots of people who decided not to try. And in every case, I hear the same thing. I regret that I didn't try. Now, their life may have changed out very differently. They may be very happy. They may have moved on beyond that marriage. And yet, there's a piece of them going, maybe I should have tried. That's one of those places where I recognize even the setup of working on a relationship, even that setup is a place where it's safest to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. If it doesn't succeed, I can rest assured that I did everything I could. So that's the first place where you can always look back and say, you know what, I did everything I could. Now, that may include taking accountability for places you fell short, and that can be a very painful place. But again, I've never heard somebody say, I regret having been vulnerable. I regret having taken responsibility for my actions. And then there's the other side of how many people say to me, wow, you know what? I worked on my marriage and I saved it. I have no regrets about what we went through, and I have no regrets about my efforts, and I have no regrets about how hard it was because of where we are now. Which indicates to me that we humans have some built-in places that we do things that will leave us with no regrets. And one of them is trying to work on a relationship and make it better. Sometimes people tell me that just that very question helps them clear it out, because they get stuck in that place where we're saying, wow, should I try it? Should I not? And I just simply ask, which one will you regret down the road? Think down the road a bit, and which one will you regret and which one will you not? My suggestion is always to follow the path where you won't regret. People also never seem to regret having forgiven somebody. Now, let me clarify that what I'm saying is not about just letting somebody off the hook, and it's not about doing it for that other person. Forgiving is for yourself. And so if there's been hurt in a relationship, nobody ever regrets truly forgiving, because it frees them up to move forward. And sometimes it even frees them up to reconnect with that other person. But I've never had somebody who really and truly went through a forgiveness process that they understood what it was about to say, I regret having forgiven that person. I regret having released that from my life. That's never happened. People also don't seem to ever regret taking what I call the high road, that in the midst of the struggles, I've never heard somebody regret when they didn't seek revenge, and they never seem to regret it when they decide to be civil. And they never seem to regret it when they decide to be respectful. They do seem to have great feelings of regret when they go for revenge, or when they act incivilly, when it's against their own values, and when they show disrespect, because that runs against most of our objective values. Not necessarily what we live out, but what we aspire to. And that really is one of those distinguishing things. We're talking about the difference between how we react in hurt and anger and how we respond in love and civility. And for me, those are the places that distinguish between will I regret it or will I not. So it can take some effort to do this, but it almost always pays off. In fact, I would hedge that and say it always pays off, but it almost always pays off. Because when you decide to take the high road, the least that you get is a better relationship on the backside, and the least you get is feeling better about yourself, and the most you get is a new start for a relationship. So how do you make that change in your own thinking? Let me suggest a couple of pieces. One is, make a list of what do you choose that you won't regret. Just think about those things that you just know you won't regret, whether it's how you treat your spouse, or how you move through this process, or how you work on your efforts, or how you create your plan, or how you take accountability for those pieces. And just write down a list of things that you would choose that you know you won't regret. The second thing I want you to do is ask yourself, what are the things you're doing that you will regret? And think about the places. Maybe it's how you're reacting to your spouse. Maybe it's how you're buying into the problems. Maybe it's how you're responding that you don't want to. Maybe it's how you're fighting in unfair ways. But think about the things you're doing right now that you will regret a little bit down the road. Just a little self-reflection. And the second piece of that one question, what are you doing that you will regret? Just simply ask, how can you turn that around? How can you move it from doing what you will regret to what you won't regret? How can you move it from the second category and change it so that whatever you're doing is now something that you will not regret down the road? Now, this is a reminder. You can always choose your actions and your responses. Always, always. And when we forget that, that's when we end up doing those things that we regret down the road, and we don't even know how we got there, because we forget that we are always choosing our actions and our responses. It's all up to you to decide how you deal with what happens. The way your spouse responds, the way the world responds around you, the way family and friends and other people are talking and moving and acting, you don't control that. But you do have control over your actions and your responses. And the simple question is, will you regret it or will you not regret it? My choice is to try as often as I can in my life to move to things that I know I will not regret. I invite you to join me on that journey. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.